Welcome to Freya Singing Tips, the podcast. My name is Freya Casey, professional singer and vocal coach. I have been on stage my whole life, and I'm passionate about helping you discover the awesomeness in your own voice. Opera, musical theater, jazz, pop, folk, rock, I have done it all. And I want to give you golden nuggets of advice on how to be the master of your voice. Today, we're going to talk about transitions. Now, I just worked with the students on this. It's a great exercise, but we're going to talk about the details, which are everything. If you just sing the pitches and don't execute correctly, you might make a lot of mistakes and you actually might reinforce bad habits. So let's talk about the details. So basically, I'm trying to find an octave, you know, like in the middle there somewhere, there's my passaggio. So I'm going to use C4 to C5. I'm just going to use U-A-U-A-U. The bottom note is always going to be an U and the top note is always going to be an A. I am going to use the piano, which is the first thing that usually a lot of times goes wrong. So what I'm doing is the bottom is always in chest voice and the top one is always in head voice. I'm trying to do it in a very legato way, so there's no sudden flip. I'm trying to do it in a very smooth way, that transition. So what I don't want is that bottom to be too heavy and the top too light. I want both ends to kind of be in a very similar tone, similar energy, similar amount of vocal cord closure. What you don't want is like, you, heavy on the bottom and dark. That usually creates a very harsh break and the flip in the voice, which we want to avoid in this exercise because we want to practice a smooth transition. Another thing is, if you make the bottom heavy, you tend to go flat and kind of dig into this. So what you want to do is you want to be very controlled when you come from the top to the bottom, especially because a lot of times what happens, you just kind of bounce down because psychologically it's like, oh, the high one is the hard one. And on the low one, I'm just kind of like, ugh. It's almost like you're letting yourself drop down. Right. Down is always easier. But maybe you want to reverse the way you think about it. Maybe you want to think up is easier. Okay. And down is easy in the way it's like, take it easy. The next thing that I always hear is like, kind of looking for the pitch. Slow it down if you don't 100% impeccably land on the pitch. Slow it down. Some intervals may be harder, like a tritone. That could be a hard interval or a major seventh. Maybe the interval is hard. That's why you have to play the piano. Another thing, if you just do it a cappella, you don't have to know how to play the piano perfectly. It's enough if you have just a piano app, but you have to have something to reference to make sure you are singing the right pitch because it happens very easily if you just do a cappella. You're getting off track. So you want to make sure you play along. It does drain the accuracy of your pitch control big time if you do this all the time. So let's continue this exercise. Take a breath when you need to. I'm always still transitioning between the registers. You also want to make sure you're not unstable. You want to have an even breath flow. So what you don't want is like, you, make sure it's all nice and smooth. So now we can reverse that exercise. We can start on the top. And so on. Again, let's do the top as an ah because it is easier to have the top pitch in as an open vowel. And small intervals are sometimes quite tricky. So slow it down as soon as you notice, okay, maybe it's not as accurate as it should be. Not as accurate as a piano. If you're less accurate with the pitches than the piano, you have to slow it down. Don't just sing over that. I could take a breath here. Large intervals are also difficult, but don't just get sloppy and continue on. If you realize or if you notice like, I'm having a hard time actually getting the pitches really smoothly, and also maybe I'm having a hard time with the transition. The point of this exercise really is to smooth out the transition. What's not going to help is to just rush over it. So what if you just, you want to have a better sense for what happens between head voice and chest voice. What happens? Which muscles are involved as I'm transitioning that laryngeal tilt? What does it feel like so that I can control it? So the slower you can create that transition, the better it is. So if I have this interval, for example, if I go, that is not very smooth and it's not very accurate. I'm basically, as I'm on the top pitch, I kind of anticipate what is it going to feel like. I'm about to sing that lower pitch in chest voice, but anticipate the way it's going to feel. You don't want to go, and you just kind of, now I'm dropping. You don't want to drop into it. So the devil really is in the details. So one more time, it's like the bottom, you can go. And from the top down. Each time transitioning, the bottom pitch is always in chest voice and the top pitch is always in head voice. But again, depending on how good you are with the transition, you may want to have to shift it up just a bit higher because maybe head voice for you, the low head voice is difficult. So you have to look for that range that is really good for that exercise. What I wanted to illustrate here is that the devil is truly in the details. If you pay attention to all these details, you are going to improve, especially also when you like play the piano along a lot and you get very aware of the intervals. There's nothing worse than you just constantly singing intervals that are not correct and you're not used to being just dead accurate. You want to be in the center of the pitch all the time. So singing a cappella is good, but only after you have already mastered or pretty much mastered singing along with the piano and being very aware of scales, like where does each pitch sit and what is the distance between one pitch and the next? Like what are the intervals? What do they feel like? What do they sound like? If that's accurate, then you can move away from singing along with something like an instrument. Don't sing along with other singers and just sing the song along all the time, because that is another thing. So you just follow along and your brain pretty much only hears what's being played to you and you kind of fade out what you are doing. You don't want to do that. You want to be the leader, ideally. You don't just want to follow all the time. The piano, it's different because it has a different timbre. You still can focus on your own voice quite well. So yeah, keep that in mind. And this is where I tell you about my Pitch Perfect Insights newsletter. It is free. You can sign up for it. I will put the link below. This is where every Sunday I share insights about anything that has to do with singing, about singers that I'm thinking about my past, about my experiences. So it's just what I share, anything that has to do with singing. Subscribe. The link is below. I would love to have you on the list. And now go off into the world. Happy singing and always keep a song in your heart.